Задание 1.
Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I enjoy movie going and try to see all the latest releases. Every weekend, there's something new on the big screen, and this is what's great about the movies, in my opinion. With drama theater, such variety is virtually impossible. But with the movies, you can always find something according to your taste and mood. If you feel like laughing, there are many excellent comedies now. But if you need something serious, there are deep movies too.
Speaker B.
What I hate about modern cinema is the obvious lack of original stories. I'm tired of one and the same storyline repeated in movie after movie. If a director takes a plot from the classics, pretty soon there's another film using the same story. Sometimes even in the same year. I suppose that for some people it can be interesting to compare different versions of the same story, but for the majority of cinema goers, it's very disappointing.
Speaker C.
I don't often watch films either at home or at the cinema. If I do, it's usually something unknown to the general audience, not a blockbuster. I think modern cinema is all about making money, sorry to say. Directors just want people to buy tickets, and the easiest way to do this is to invite world-famous stars because everyone wants to see them. Unfortunately, too many talented young actors and actresses can't get ahead because of this.
Speaker D.
I think there are two categories of films. Films that make us feel good, and films that make us think. Everybody knows that both are important. The first category is an excellent remedy against boredom and bad moods, whereas the second one gives us food for thought. Some people say it's worth watching only films with important messages, but I think those people are being arrogant. In fact, I think it's unhealthy to watch serious films only.
Speaker E.
If you watch old black and white movies, like the classics with Chaplin, you'll quickly understand that modern cinema is getting worse and worse. It may seem that computer technology and special effects must really make a movie more exciting for the audience, but it's just one aspect of filmmaking and not the most crucial one, in my opinion. Modern actors rely on special effects too much, and they forget about good acting. I miss it.
Speaker F.
In my opinion, new films are all about money. You rarely see deep feelings and emotions, or the thoughts and hidden secrets of interesting characters. Too often, it's just guns and meaningless chases and fights all the time. The worst thing, though, is that such films romanticize this way of life, especially in the eyes of teenagers, who end up thinking that's what real life is like. Cinematography should be educational, bringing out the best in people.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I enjoy movie going and try to see all the latest releases. Every weekend, there's something new on the big screen, and this is what's great about the movies, in my opinion. With drama theater, such variety is virtually impossible. But with the movies, you can always find something according to your taste and mood. If you feel like laughing, there are many excellent comedies now. But if you need something serious, there are deep movies too.
Speaker B.
What I hate about modern cinema is the obvious lack of original stories. I'm tired of one and the same storyline repeated in movie after movie. If a director takes a plot from the classics, pretty soon there's another film using the same story, sometimes even in the same year. I suppose that for some people it can be interesting to compare different versions of the same story, but for the majority of cinema goers, it's very disappointing.
Speaker C.
I don't often watch films, either at home or at the cinema. If I do, it's usually something unknown to the general audience, not a blockbuster. I think modern cinema is all about making money, sorry to say. Directors just want people to buy tickets, and the easiest way to do this is to invite world-famous stars because everyone wants to see them. Unfortunately, too many talented young actors and actresses can't get ahead because of this.
Speaker D.
I think there are two categories of films. Films that make us feel good, and films that make us think. Everybody knows that both are important. The first category is an excellent remedy against boredom and bad moods, whereas the second one gives us food for thought. Some people say it's worth watching only films with important messages. But I think those people are being arrogant. In fact, I think it's unhealthy to watch serious films only.
Speaker E.
If you watch old black and white movies, like the classics with Chaplin, you'll quickly understand that modern cinema is getting worse and worse. It may seem that computer technology and special effects must really make a movie more exciting for the audience, but it's just one aspect of filmmaking and not the most crucial one, in my opinion. Modern actors rely on special effects too much, and they forget about good acting. I miss it.
Speaker F.
In my opinion, new films are all about money. You rarely see deep feelings and emotions, or the thoughts and hidden secrets of interesting characters. Too often it's just guns and meaningless chases and fights all the time. The worst thing, though, is that such films romanticize this way of life, especially in the eyes of teenagers, who end up thinking that's what real life is like. Cinematography should be educational, bringing out the best in people.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.